Kia ora koutou. It's lovely to be together this morning. I'm just going to try. How very cool. I do love the kids' Christmas play and the beautiful chaos of shoes being taken off and mice and donkeys and brown cows and Richard Durham in a horse hat. It's just perfection, so I loved it. So I'm going to share this morning, and our theme this week is joy. I'm going to read to you from Luke 1, verses 39 to 45, when Mary visits Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ear, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." I really enjoyed thinking about the theme of joy this Advent. Anna led the service last week and spoke about Advent as a season of darkness, of introspection, and the celebration doesn't come until Christmas Day and afterwards. And so in this context, I've been wondering how then we connect with the theme of joy in our Advent. How also do we, as Anna spoke about, process through the whole Advent season at the beginning of summer in Aotearoa, New Zealand? How do we engage wholeheartedly with Advent and celebrate the end of the school year, endless parties and gatherings and events, the summer holidays and those beautiful long light days? Throughout the Advent story, we can identify a whole lot of emotions, but I particularly love when Mary arrives to visit Elizabeth. Mary is at the beginning of her pregnancy. I imagine she's still trying to get her head around what she experienced with the angel. Maybe she's feeling completely overwhelmed and a little bit scared about how this would all unfold. Maybe she was feeling pretty miserable with morning sickness. Elizabeth, I imagine, was probably very tired, hopeful, and nervous as someone with what we now would call a geriatric pregnancy, which I think happens after about 35 or something. 40? I've changed it, 40. A geriatric pregnancy. But also a risky pregnancy. Maybe I sort of thought she's probably feeling a little bit of frustration with Zechariah not speaking too. And they meet, and Elizabeth's baby does joy-filled somersaults inside her belly. I can say it because they're not here, but Emma and Rachel, they turned 18 last Sunday. But I was remembering that in the month before they were born, Emma did a full flip one night in my tummy. And Mike and I were just sitting there and watching my tummy doing its kind of crazy undulating. The mouse, it's, mouse is welcome. It's all good. And it was very odd moment, but wonder-filled too. And I can I can feel the joy of that moment. There's this well-known quote, what a slide, that by N.T. Wright, and it says, "God's purposes and plans are first revealed in a private meeting between two women on the edge of society." And I love the quote, but I really love this picture of Mary and Elizabeth. You can see the joy of their greeting. These two women whose stories are deeply woven together, sharing such an overwhelming sense of the joy of connection, of recognition, of wonder, and of worship. I've been reflecting on the writing of Viktor Frankl, a psychologist who was also a Holocaust survivor. He suggests that happiness and joy cannot be grasped, it's something that can only be received. And in this moment of connection between Elizabeth and Mary, the future worries seem to settle, and these two women meet each other in the present moment and behold each other. There is a sense of each woman seeing the other deeply, and in that loving relationship, there is the experience of joy. This joy that cannot be manufactured or forced, and it can't be fabricated. It can only be received as a gift. Kierkegaard says that the door to happiness opens outward. We are open to experience joy when we open the door to the other. Another psychologist called Dietrich von Hildebrand echoed the same idea. He said that joy cannot be grasped. It is rather the superabundant fruit of a love relationship. It comes from opening oneself up to another person, not for what we get, but willing the good of the other above our own desires. Edith Eger, who is also a psychologist and a Holocaust survivor and the author of books such as The Choice or The Gift and The Gift, says that joy is a conscious choice, a powerful response to suffering, found by letting go of fear, embracing love, practicing gratitude, and choosing freedom over victimhood, even in the darkest times, transforming past pain into a gift for healing and purpose. Her work emphasizes that while trauma happens to us, we choose whether to remain imprisoned by it, and that true joy comes from focusing on what we have and creating meaning. There is something of this that resonates with the story of Mary. She knew that there would be challenges. She was an unwed mother who was pregnant in a deeply patriarchal society. It was dangerous. In the meeting with Elizabeth, she embraces the love she experiences from God, expresses gratitude, and finds the deep meaning in the call of God in her life. Viktor Frankl and Edith Eger faced the darkest of times, and for them to be able to say that joy is found even in the midst of darkness is an incredible lesson for us all. That they were able to survive and live with that joy and purpose in the midst of that darkness is incredible. And we can see that in the story of Elizabeth and Mary too. And I wonder, how might we see it today? I was really struck by something Malcolm shared on the Barstool a few weeks ago. He was sharing an email from him and Anna's friend Fauzi in Gaza and how he was doing. He spoke of the struggles that they were experiencing. And then their friend talked about his daughter, calling her a balm for his soul, as she learnt the alphabet and sang alphabet songs. And I'm sure we can imagine her doing that. I saw a clip this week. I just took a wee photo on it. It's from Gaza. It was on Al Jazeera because I had to check if it was AI because I didn't quite know if it was true. There was a clip of children playing in Gaza on swings that they'd made out of wrecked buildings. The kids were smiling and laughing in the midst of such destruction. And it made me think of another clip I saw of the border wall between, this was in 2019, the border wall between Mexico and the USA. And artists and children had built these seesaws for them to play on and connect together. Joy is an essential element in humanity. Eger believes that people are born with love and joy, but that we learn to hate. So I think how perfect that we have had the opportunity to celebrate the Christmas story this morning with our kids' connection as we reflect on the Advent theme of joy. I wonder if our children, if all children, teach us how to cultivate it. I think that going on a walk with a child and experiencing the wonder of noticing each little thing. I think sometimes about the inefficiency of doing this and how long the walk can take. But the gift of joy is shared. And I'm sure that each of us could tell a story of a moment of joy we have experienced or seen with a child. I think of other living things that also teach us how to cultivate joy. The gift of joy being experienced in being fully present in a moment, when we notice the colours of the feathers on a bird or the shape of leaves on the tree. When we pause and look at the clouds or see the colours of the sunset, when we look at the hills and mountains surrounding us in Ototahi, or smell the beautiful scented star jasmine that's in bloom at the moment, We receive a gift of joy. And that gift is priceless and part of us, what will get us through the hardest of times. Let us pray together. Loving God, thank you for the gift of joy this Advent. In the midst of the busyness of this time of year, thank you for the joy our kids have shared with us in the story this morning. Open us up to notice this gift of joy in many moments this week. Be with the children in Gaza, Sudan, Ukraine, and every place in this world where there is conflict and suffering in this moment. Bring flourishing to the brokenness, light to the darkness, hope and peace and love and joy to every child's heart. Thank you, Jesus, for calling us children of God and for sharing the gift of joy with us. Help us to share this gift with those around us too. Amen.
Got the bar stool here, and I'm wondering if anyone has anything that they would like to share with us on the bar stool today. Whether it's the good stuff in your life, the challenging stuff, something that you're wanting us to know about and maybe pray for you. All that we ask is that as you share, you are honest and that you are brief. So